As they said in the infamous movie known as A Few Good Men, this idea is galactically stupid. I do not understand why McCaskill is making some pet project out of one of the largest and most important buildings in the city because she happens to have an obsession with Truman, who's from her home state. I get it. You know what I mean? She wants to do something to honor the guy, but this is just way over the top. Union Station is doing just fine. And Truman's sort of personal history as well just makes for an oddball mix. I don't like the idea at all.
Well, having said that, we have a lot of other institutions in our area named after famous people.
Yep.
What about simply renaming it for the sake of nostalgia? In 48, when Truman decided to run for a full term in the White House, he launched that whirlwind whistle stop tour. It began and ended at Union Station. It's not like he doesn't have any kind of attachment to
it. I think actually what would be more appropriate is getting rid of that statue of Christopher Columbus out front and putting one of Truman. I'm not saying that he has no connection to it, and that I'm not also against naming things after people. I know a lot of people have a problem with the fact that Ronald Reagan's name is on the airport, and a lot of people sort of not necessarily feel the same way, but Thurgood Marshall's name being on BWI. I don't have a problem with naming things after people. However, Union Station is just not the kind of place where you would name. It doesn't feel right. I don't know what it is, but you want to put up a statue of him there? It makes sense to me. The guy did like to ride trains, which is pretty cool.
D.C.'s mayor has asked for at least some input if there is a decision. The Congress can change the name, as it is a federal building, if they desire. But he is asking for at least some input. Do you think the city deserves that?
I do. I think that's sort of a garden variety statement from him just saying, hey, look, you know, don't overlook us, as they do all the time when it comes to what Congress does with the city. But if you're going to put anybody's name on that bad boy, you got to consider Elizabeth Dole. She was the Secretary of Transportation in, I believe it was the 80s, when she awarded tens of millions of dollars to get that thing rebuilt. Because people forget that it was a dump in the 80s and it was not tenable. And, you know, I just feel like if you're going to name it after somebody, it shouldn't just be for the purposes of some magnanimous, you know, award. It should actually be somebody who was important to that structure. And I think she's one person who was.